Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Reish Samech Gimel Sifim Vav through Yud. This is Mishnah Berurah Yomi for Thursday, August 7th. Shulchan Aruch begins Sif Vav. Bachurim Haholchim L'mod Chutz L'Beisam. Bachurim here means young married Avreichim. They go to learn outside their, homes, and they're away from home for Shabbos, like the Purushim. Tzvichim lahadlik ner Shabbos b'chedram ulebarech alav. They have to light ner Shabbos in their rooms and make a bracha. Aval, mishu etzel ishto, however, if he is with his wife, living in the same home as his wife, Ein sarach lahadrik lahadlik b'chedro. Okay, he does not, even if he has his own room, he does not have to light in his own room. Ulevarech alav. Why? Lefisha ishto mivareches b'shvilo. Because his wife is being making the bracha for him when she lights her Shabbos candles by the Shabbos table. Let's now look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Chavches, Bachurim. Who are these Bachurim? Hainu, as we said, Sheyesh Lahem Noshim. It's not talking about young Bachurim that aren't married. It's talking about ones that have wives. But, Ela Shehochin Chutz LeBeisam. But they go and they leave their homes to Steig in certain places, like Rabbi Akiva and his wife, right? He went away. V'av Sheishto Madlekes BeBeisam. And even though his wife is lighting in the house that her family lives in, and the husband is away, but she, and she, even though she is lighting in the house, Eino niftar bebirchas ishto. Since he is away in a different place, he does not become pater with the bracha of his wife's lighting back in their home. Why? Kevin sheyesh lo cheder miyuchad. Since he has his own cheder, b'makom shemesareach sham, in the place where he is now visiting or staying by, v'chol shekein in eino nasui, and for sure, if he is not married, he is mechuyav lahadlik, he is obligated to light. Chof tes, b'chedrom, afilu ha-cheder meyuchad rak lalun sham, even if this cheder that is meyuchad to him, is meyuchad rak, to, why? It's meyuchad to him even to sleep there. And he is eating in some other joint place, he would have to light in that cheder. Lamid ule varech alav. He has to actually make a bracha on the lighting that he does in the cheder. The hadlakas ner chova mishum shlom bayis. Because hadlakas ner is a chova based on shlom bayis, to have light. Shelo yikashel be'etz or be'evan, so you don't trip on an eitz or an evan. And therefore, tzarech liyois haneros arukim, they have to be long, sheyidlaku ad sheyavo leveisam balayla. They have to be long enough so that they will be lit until he comes back to the house in his cheder at night. Uvelav hachi amibrach levatol, and therefore, if it's not, it'll be light long enough that he could utilize those lights, so he has light in those rooms that he lit. It is a brach levatol. Balei yiridim shemisachsenim harbe balei batim becheder echad ve'ein habal habayis imahem bechedram chalaleim chovas hadlaka bevracha afilu in hashem madlikim beveisam. So what this is saying is, when let's say a lot of, let's say, guests get together in one room, okay, and there's no, the balei habayis is not there, let's say it's one Shabbaton or something, right? Where there are a lot of balabatim in one cheder, and there's no balabayis in the cheder itself. So all of them have a chovas hadlaka in that new cheder with a bracha, even if their wives are lighting for them back in their home. So therefore, if you have like five people, let's say in one room, they have to go ahead and be mishtatef, alkein yishtatfu kulam, they have to be mishtatef together, and that has to mean that they have to be makne, right? They have to all chip in, or be makne the lights okay, the Neros, as we'll see how that's done soon enough. The Yadlik Echad, and one person will light, the Yivarech, the Yichave Lotzim Kulo Bevarchaso. And one person lights, and he is going to be Motzi everyone else. You have to understand, they have to be Mishtate. Because it's not like your wife who could automatically light for you, right, if you're together with her in the house. Here, if you're with four other, five other strangers, you really each have to, Mechuyim to light yourself, but you could have all five chip in for the lights, or be kinder and makner the lights, okay, that everyone has a share in the actual neros. And therefore, v'gamhei michavu l'tzeis b'berchasa, and therefore, if they are mishtateif in the neros, they could be, have kavanah to be yotzei with the bracha of the one who's going to light for all of them. V'mahabalabayis gamkeni mahem b'chedram, the balabayis is with them in the cheder, then ein starach l'shtateif imo b'prite, they don't have, they do not have to be mishtateif with them. Okay, with pruta, with money. Kevin shenishneim madlikim bevesam. Since the wives are being madlik for them back in their house. So let's just sum up what we just saw. If a person's in his own home, so all they have to do, the wife lights for everyone in the home, and they are all yotze. It's no problem. If his wife is lighting at home, and he goes away, so then it will depend. If he has his own cheder, then he is mechuyev to light. If he is in the cheder with the balabayis, as long as his wife is lighting for him, he does not have to be mishtatef with the balabayis. He could just be yotze with the fact that the balabayis is lighting, and he's okay. If his wife is not lighting back in the house, or he has no wife, then even if the balabayis is there, he has to be mishtatef with the balabayis. Okay? And if he has his own cheder, okay, as we said, even if the balabayis is lighting in the house somewhere, but he has his own cheder, that's not going to help him, even if his wife is lighting at home, and he'll have to light with a bracha. Okay, let's now move weiter. A person should always ask these shilas when he goes away, what he has to do. Ask what the story is, who lights for you when you're in yeshiva, you have your own cheder. It doesn't seem like everyone likes their Shabbos candles. So, ask from a shechta what you do. Vaitam. Ein tsarech v'chulei u'levarech alav. This is Mr. Brura, Sifka and Laman Aleph. So what he's saying here is as follows. That if you are in your home and your wife is lighting, then you don't have to be madlik in your own cheder and make a bracha. Look what he says. Aval lahadlik sarach. But you still have to light. Afil eyo ochal sham. Even if you're not going to eat there, kadesh lo yikashal be'etzo be'evin. So that you don't trip on etzo be'evin. This is another halacha. You have to realize that halakas neiros, there are two dinim in halakas neiros. The halakas neiros in terms of the ikur oreg Shabbos, which should, you should light by the table, etc. And that adds oneg Shabbos, it adds ambiance to the table. But then there's the general mitzvah of shalom bayis, which basically means that there every room in your house that you use, there has to be some access to light. If it's not necessarily, it doesn't have to be, okay, a candle, it could be a light bulb, it could be a light from another room. As long as you have enough light and you can see around, then you're mekayim that obligation. That's what he's referring to. Here the Mishnah Berurah, that a person has to make sure, if he has his own cheder, if he has any other cheder, that he has enough light that he can move around, that he won't trip over things, etc. Zayin, let's go to the Shulchan Aruch, Zayin. A reach she'ein lo cheder miyuchad. And a reach that doesn't have his own separate room, the gam ein, meaning he'll be together with the balabayas. The gam ein manlikin alav beso, and his wife is not lighting for him back in his house, or he has no wife lighting for him back in his house. Then sarich lishtateif bepruta. Then what he has to do is he has to be mishtateif in the pruta. He has to give a pruta to the balabayas and he mishtateif in the lighting. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah now. Lamed beis. She'ein lo cheder miyuchad. So he says, ha, im haya lo cheder miyuchad. That's what we said. If he had his own room, then sarik lahadlik, as we said before, ulevarech, and make a bracha, afilu imalik in lamabay. So even if his wife is lighting for him back in his house, he has to be mishtate. Lamin gimul mishtate. If he has to be mishtate, if he has no cheder, and his wife is not lighting for him, reish simu tapesh dai, if he magi avram, b'shem chukut hashal, the gam habachurim tzvichin mishtate. Also, bachurim have to be mishtate, umasik sham, the efshar d'ayu dafi kishaocha b'fnei atzma. Right? And then he concludes there that it could be his dafka when he's eating by himself. He concludes a little differently here. He wants to say that if a person is going as a guest to someone else and he's there for the whole Shabbat and the person is feeding them, then he wants to say that he's bechlal b'nei beiso, and he would not have to be mishtatef. So we have here, interestingly, another sheet here of the Magen Avraham who's masik, that it might be a kula that when you go and you're a guest at someone's house for Shabbos and you're somech on his shulchan, I mean he's feeding you, then you might not bechlal need to light because they are supporting you and they are feeding you and you are pnada b'nei beiso. By the way, this might be a heter in the yeshiva when the whole yeshiva is supporting you, okay, and you are all b'nei beiso in the yeshiva. So ayin sham, let's go weiter. Bipruta, okay, now for sure, as we said, even according to the Magen Avraham, if your wife is not lighting for you and you are by a bala bias and you are eating not from the Baal Bayis' food, so then l'chodayot, not only according to the Shulchan Aruch, but even according to the Magen Avraham, you have to be mishtateif with what? Lama dalet with a pruta. It says, v'hu adinim a Baal Bayis makne lo chelek baner shalom b'matana. He says it would work also even without giving a pruta. Pruta is just one way of being kona. You can give money to be kona the neros. Even though we hold that by metaltalim, mos is not konos, money is not konos, you have to do hagvah mashicha. When it comes to mitzvahs, we allow for it, because only the rabbanon doesn't allow money to be kinder. But anyway, money is one way to do it, giving a pruta. Or the Baal Bayis could just be makneh, he can give it over to the oreach, and the oreach could pick it up and be kinder. A chelek in the nair of the Baal Bayis matana. So the Baal Bayis can go ahead and give you the candles, and you'll go ahead and be kinder them. Right, you'll pick him up. Even if you don't give him money, that's still a good hakna, still a good kinyan, and you have been mishtatef. Like it says by Tafresh Ayin Zayin Leninah Chanukah. Now, what should be pointed out though is that if you're not giving a pruta to the Baal Bayis, you want to be kinda, so you have to be the one picking it up. The Baal Bayis cannot pick it up for you because he is the one that is being makneh to you. If you're not around, he could give it to someone else to be kineid based on zachin la'adam shalom b'fanav. But the Baal Bayis himself can't be kineid for you because he's the makne. And the makne can't be picking it up for someone who he's being makneid to. So therefore, either the oreach has to pick up the candles himself or someone else has to pick them up from the Baal Bayis for the oreach. Alright? And the best thing, give a little apruta to the Baal Bayis and you'll be able to be mishtatef in such scenarios that you have to be mishtatef. Ches, shnayim v'shloisha balabatim. If you have two or three balabatim, ochel makom echad, eating in one place. Yesh omim shekol echad mevarech al menorah shelo. Those, so some that say that everyone lights on their own menorah in that same place. The yesh megamgein bedavar. And there are those that say that's not such a good thing. V'nachal lizar b'sveik brachas v'lo yevarech alechad. And therefore it's nachal to be zayar on the Sadek Bracha, since there are those that say that not everyone should light with a bracha, and therefore everyone should light, only one person should make a bracha when you have what's called ribui oros, when you have more than one people lighting at the same table. Like for example, right, so you have four or five women lighting in the dining room by a Shabbos and Yeshiva. Okay? So, according to the Shulchan Aruch, they should not all say a bracha. Only one of them should say a bracha. Okay? So, that's the Shulchan Aruch. And this is why this is problematic if you're Sephardic and you have to follow these halachas. Okay? Of the Shulchan Aruch. But as you see going on, Ramah says, Aval anu eino agin kein. The minhag Ashkenaz is that we do allow for lighting based on ribui oros. The reason, the basis for this is that we hold that the more candles, okay, it's more ambient, it's more nicer, it's more oneg Shabbos, a lot of candles, looks nice, it's kavod Shabbos, it's oneg Shabbos, and therefore we have no problem. That's why Ashkenazim, as you see, can have a mother lighting, a daughter lighting, okay, when the Sapta comes for a Shabbos, okay, you can have a mother lighting, a daughter lighting, and there won't be any problems. Sephardim, this is not so simple, and if you are Sephardic listening to this, hello, how you doing, little Nadelbach Jr., okay, you'll ask your Shaila. Let's go weiter. Ches, shekol echad mevarech, dechol ma, look at the Mishnah Berura, kol echad mevarech, this is talking about the Shulchan Aruch. First he's quoting the Shita that everyone is allowed to light on their own menorah, the komat, and this is the basis for it, the komat b'mitoseif oira, as long as you add light, yesh ba shalom bayis, is going to be more shalom bayis, the simcha yisera, is going to be more yisera, so the hanaras oira, to have more light, b'chol zavis v'zavis, you know, the Bishop Berurah is talking about, is this going to be effective, is more light, is better, okay, others I think say that, it's just, candles themselves, add more, okay, simchat and oinek to the Shabbos table. But the Mishnah Berurah says, stop. It's more shalom bayis when there's more light, etc. Right? And there's also, he says, simcha yaseira. He says it as well, simcha yaseira. Lamed vav, v'yesh begamgem. And Rabbi Shulchan Aruch says, there are those that say, not so fast. Taimam. Okay, the reason is, d'belav hachi yesham ora meruba minero to the karishon. This is already significant light from the first ones who lit. The one who lights after the first one, it's a shaila, whether they can light because there is already sufficient light, they're not adding anything. However, as we said, the Ramah says, Ein Noagin Kein, we don't have this problem because we're Ashkenazim, we follow the Ramah who says, Ein Noagin Kein. Rather, we hold like a day I showed, we like the first opinion that maintains that Ribui Ora, another woman lighting, at the same mukkah, at the same table, will require and can make a bracha. B'chasa Magad Avram b'shem Ashla. Magad Avram said, I have the name of the Shla. The Mikolak Amoni Baruchu Shnayim Menorah Achas. However, two people should not light the same menorah according to the Shla. Sheyesh le'kanim harbe. If it has many branches. Many people might say, you have one person light on one side of the menorah, right? And you know, on the other side of the menorah, it has many branches. That should not be done. V'yesh mekilim gam b'zeh. But even, right, even, and this, the other ones are making not like the Magad Avram b'shem Ashla. Because of our prima gadim, prima gadim write the yesh lismoch al zeh b'nashem anios, and the prima gadim says you could be samech on the mekilim if you're dealing with nashem that are poor. She'em lahem, all they have is ki'im menorah achas, and therefore they'd be able to all light, okay, on the same menorah as long as the separate branches. Okay, so, but obviously if you have enough cash flow, you can go ahead and light on your own separate menorahs, but you can make a bracha even if it's in the same area, even if the light is already there. Okay? Now, by the way, this is a big issue by Sephardim, okay, that what's the story if, right, you someone who's Sephardic, okay, lights in a room that already has lights in the room. So this is very problematic, and that's why for Sephardim, many say that Me'ikar Adin, they have to shut off the lights when they're lighting, right? And light the room and the what? And the candles. Okay? And those, turn off the light, then turn on the light L'Shem Shabbos, and light the candle L'Shem Shabbos. Sephardim should for sure do this, and many Ashkenazim are even makbid on this L'Chatchila, L'chatchila, and for sure you should be makbid on L'chatchila if you're not going to be eating there at home and you're going to just be coming in later at night, and so then for sure you should turn off your lights before and put the lights back on in the dining room l'shem Shabbos, and then light your candles later on. But me'ikar adin, okay, for Ashkenazim, if you're going to be eating at the table, you really do not have to turn off the lights by the table. If you're Sephardic, you do. Okay, you can, Ashkenazi woman can go ahead and light with a bracha, even if the light was on and it wasn't turned off before, and put on l'shem Shabbos. But again, many women are makbid. Okay, even Ashkenazi women to turn off the lights first, put it on l'shem Shabbos, and turn the lights on, because the question is always going to be how much havana are you going to actually getting if you have a big light bulb up above the table and your candles, especially if it's not mamish on the table. So anyway, it's a good thing for an Ashkenazi woman to do as well. Let's move right there. Lamed Ches. Okay, Cain. What is the Cain going on? We're not knowing Cain. We're not knowing like this. Okay, we Ashkenazim will light even if there are other candles there, and we'll light with a bracha. And if one of them has their own cheder, right? Even if they don't eat there, the eino mishdamish sham shum tzorach achila, and even if there is no eating at all, everyone holds if you have your own cheder, you're allowed to light in your own cheder. This is even according to the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, as long as you can be netted from the light, some type of, okay, shimush, even if it's not a shimush of achila. Ideally, it's always better to light, okay, where you're going to be eating, where there is some sarach achila, but meikar adin, everyone holds you'd be able to light in your own cheder, okay, even if it's not the sarach achila. Viter, halacha tes. Hamadlikin bezaviyos habayis. Someone who is madlik, okay, in different corners of the house. Va'oichlim bechotzer. Okay, person lights in the corner of the house, but where does he eat? He eats outside in the courtyard. Im ein neiros arukos shadokos alalila. If the neiros are not long and they don't last until deep into the night, it's going to be a havi bracha levatela. It's going to be a bracha levatela. Why? Because if you're lighting in the house and you're eating in the courtyard, and by the time you come in from the courtyard, the lights are off, and you're not being nene from the lights in the house at all, so then it's a bracha vatela, because your mamash were not nene from the lights at all. Look at the Mishnah Brura, Lamed Tes, V'Oichlim, V'Chule. So he says, I am the common self, Sima Mish, I am Gimel, Magan Avram, Sif Katan, Tes Vav. The ain mutter lechol bechatzer rak dafkum mitzdar harbe beveso mishum zvul mikiyotze. He says here the Magen Avraham that it's really not permissible to go out and eat in the chatzer, eat in the courtyard where the lights aren't on, the Shabbos lights aren't on, unless you're a mitzdar harbe in your house, like this. Let's say it's overtaken with flies, so you want to go outside. Halav achi tzarach lechol, but without this, your person should always light dafkum b'makom ner. A person should always be eating where the ner was lit. That's the ikar mitzvah of the ner. It should be where you're eating, and that's where you should be eating, where you lit the ner. Mem bechatzer mashma dim ochel babayis. Okay, it's mashma that if you ate in the house, afsha ein dolekes al halayla, even if it wouldn't be dolek until the night, sagi v'lo hi bracha vatala, wouldn't be bracha vatala. Sha'af sha'adayin yom, was even though it is still day, yesh lo hanav v'simcha b'shas achila min ha'neiros. Saying as follows, let's say you makabel Shabbos early, okay, and the lights do not go in all the way into the night, you're still going to be yoytzei. Why? Because the light isn't only necessary to be able to see. The light is also necessary for the oneg Shabbos, and you have lights in the house. You have lights at the table. So therefore, just the ambiance of lights, even if there is light coming from outside, even if it is still day, it would not be a bracha levatel. However, he says, "Umitzav and amufcha." However, sheyase neiros harukos. Even if you're eating in the house, and even if you're eating by the lights, it's still a mitzvah and amufcha to have long neiros that should be okay. Sheyidokos on a light that should actually go into the night, so you can actually mamish binena from the light b'tar shalom bayis, so that you'll be able to see. Even if you're planning on eating when it's still day, being in an early Shabbos, still it's better to have it's better to have long candles as well. But, again, if you brought in Shabbos early, and you ate outside of the courtyard, and by the time you came in from the courtyard, it was already night, and the candles were not still burning, it would mamish be a bracha levatal. Okay, mem aleph. Havi bracha levatal. Shekeivan she'eino yachol lasais. So, again, mem aleph. So it would be a heavy bracha levatala, as we said. It's going to be a bracha levatala if they come back into the house and it is no longer lit. The candles are not long enough and it's no longer lit. And they ate outside in the courtyard. So look at the Mishnah Berurah, heavy bracha levatala. Shekeivan she'eino yachol lasais. Since the person cannot do shum tashmish etzlan, any tashmish next to the lights, when he comes back into the house of Lila, there's no, it's not going to prevent him from tripping on an eitz and an evan. So let's pay mishum shalom bayis. It has nothing. It doesn't have anything in terms of oneg Shabbos because he didn't eat at the table, and there's nothing there in terms of shalom bayis because by the time he got in, it was dark. The candle did not aid in a bet him anyway. In the bayis shehid l'kayyak tzas choshech. But if in the bayis that he lit, it was a little dark, and he actually used the light in some way, let's say he was eating in the courtyard and he went ahead and he prepared some of the food for the suda next to the candle, and the candle did help him a little bit, if it was a little dark, then lucky yisur, there would not be any issa, it wouldn't be a bracha levatala, avshein delekas ad alayla, even if it's not lit until the night, the af she'ochal b'chater, even if he eats in the courtyard. This is the end of Thursday's Mishnah Berurah. I just wanted you to be aware that I'm going to have the next Mishnah Berurah is going to be for Friday and not Sunday because of Tisha B'Av. So the next one you should do tomorrow on Friday because you won't be able to do it on Tisha B'Av. Ad kan.